Garage Punk Pirate Radio Podcast.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Help it.
She mesmerizes every mother's son.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
If she smiles and beefsteak become well done.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
She make grandpa feel like 21.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
And if I go to her on bended knees.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
Oh, won't you kindly. Well, then I can't help it.
I can't help it.
Because I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer would be the girl can't help it. She's in love with me.
Can't help it. Girl.
She got a lot of what they call the mold.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
And if she's got a bigger man to squeeze.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer will be the girl can't help it, she's in love with me.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
Direct from the screening room of my first floor penthouse on the south side of Weird City, this is the Mal Thursday Show with me, Mal Thursday. Got a very special episode for you this week. It's Mal Goes to the Movies, 2 hours of the wildest original soundtrack recordings ever waxed, like the one that kicked off the show, Little Richard's The Girl Can't Help It, from the 1956 film of the same name. One of my faves, as is 1958's High School Confidential, title tune pounded out here by the killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, on the Mal Thursday Show.
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me that's knocking. Why don't you listen to me, sugar, all the cats are at the high school rockin'. Honey, get your bopping shoes, for the jukebox blow the fuse. Everybody hoppin', everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school hop.
Well, bopping at the high school hop, aching at the high school hop. Hoppin' at the high school hop, rockin' at the high school hop.
Well, everybody hoppin', everybody's bopping,
bopping at the high school hop.
Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Ooh, let's together with the sugar, let's shake it up tonight. Well, my heart's a beating rhythm and my feet are moving smooth and light. Well, bopping at the high school hop,
bopping at the high school hop, shaking at the high school hop,
moving at the high school hop. Everybody bopping, everybody rocking,
bopping at the high school hop.
Now let's go! Tell you something, baby, I'm gonna give you some good news. the front of both my shoes. Yeah, my heart's a beating rhythm and my soul is singing the blues. Well, I've been at the high school hop. I've been at the high school hop. Jumping at the high school hop. Been rolling at the high school hop. Well, everybody humming, everybody's bobbing, bobbing at the high school hop. Now let's go! Woo!
These are not underprivileged kids from broken homes. Actually, they're the overprivileged. Teenage rebels, too young to be careful, too tough to be afraid. The Beat Generation, young savages from nice families. This is their story, High School Confidential. This is also the story of adults in the know who exploit the kids. The lost generation? Hardly. They don't care if they're the last generation. They want their kicks now. Bom, ba, boom, ba.
What all can you give with 5 minutes to live? Hear the tock, tick, tock of the laughing clock. What can you do or say? Maybe you ought to pray, but you better think positive. You got 5 minutes to live. Boom, boom, boom. Time is flying by. Now don't you sit there and let it fly. You better come on strong. You can't stay here long. That bell is gonna ring. This is the final fling. Ain't no alternative. You got 5 minutes to live. Boom, boom, boom. Are you gonna be late? Live a little while you can. Don't you sit there and wring your hands. Here comes a great big sedative. You got 5 minutes to live. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Hot Rod Gang. The story of John Abernathy III. But he really goes for that music with a modern beat, hot rods, and lovely Lois. So here's a kid who just has to live a wild double life. Don't miss Hot Rod Gang!
Baby, 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 baby. looking to her eyes are blue. Well, now, baby, baby, baby,
baby, baby,
baby,
baby,
baby, baby, baby, blue.
More savage than the Tommy Gun Massacre of the Roaring Twenties. Trapped between the T-Men and the Terror Mob on Thunder Road.
Let me tell the story, I can tell it all, about the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, son he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town. The revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
And there was thunder, thunder all over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, twice the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954, the federal man sent word he'd better make his run no more. He said 200 agents were covering the state. Whichever road he tried to take, they'd get him sure his fate. Son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. Your tank is filled with 100 proof, you're all tuned up and gassed. Now don't take any chances. If you can't get through, I'd rather have you back again than all that Mountain Dew.
And there was thunder, thunder all over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. Roaring out of Harlan, revving up his mill, he shot the gap at Cumberland and screened by Maynardville. With G-Man on his taillight, roadblocks up ahead, the mountain boy took roads that even angels feared to tread. Blazing right through Knoxville, out on Kingston Pike, then right outside of Bearden, there they made the fatal strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst.
The law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first. Law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first.
Thunder, thunder, thunder tolls.
Bye-bye.
They mixed booze, bullets, and kisses, and took 37 lives, reaching for the glory trail.
Did you ever hear the story of the famed Killers Three? They were just common people, folks like you and me. And they dreamed of California and the brand new destiny. And their life became a legend, the famed Killers Three. Johnny Water carried whiskey through the Carolina hills. Hey, Johnny was a runner and lived a life of many thrills. But the little bit they paid him wouldn't feed his family. So he dreamed of California and the new life there would be. Roger Kirk came to town with no plan in mind. He just came to visit Johnny and his wife, Caroline. And Roger met his buddy in the U.S. Infantry. They dreamed of California when the army set them free. Roger drifted into town, a very lonely man. There were many things about him no one could understand. And little did he know he would find his destiny in the one remaining corner of the fame killer's tree. Hey, Johnny promised Carol everything, well, goodbye. He said Roger had to help him with a plan he had to try. Lester Mead had lots of money that he made illegally. Johnny planned to take it in a noonday robbery. The federal revenueers had a plan to bring him down. So they set a trap to catch him just outside of town. And Johnny drove hard and fast to make his getaway. And Johnny played it cool in the heat of the day. All the townsfolk thought of Johnny as the hero of the town. He had nerve and he was faster than anyone around. The lawmen tried to trap him and once again they failed. 'Cause Johnny beat him driving and the lawmen lost his trail. As they drove into Lunsville to return the bumper jack, Johnny wanted Carol to take Tony and turn back. But Carol loved her Johnny, though she knew that he was wrong. Only death could come between a love that was so strong. Four more lay dead from the fame killer's three. And the lawmen tried to stop them, but they were running wild and free. They're gonna get to California, somehow they know they will. But the lawmen waited for them just over the hill. Roger Kirk met his death in a blazing rage of fire. They say he died a victim of a haughty desire. He tried to prove he was a man both fearless and straight. But he died and left behind him the legend of his fate. Let us say a prayer for Tony, maybe he won't realize what his mom and dad are doing, and don't scold him when he cries. His mother died an outlaw, she really meant no harm. His daddy, known as Johnny, brought her home in his arms.
You've heard the story of Jesse James, of how he lived and died. If you're still in need of something to read, here's the story of Bonnie and Clyde. Now, Bonnie and Clyde are the Barrow Gang. I'm sure you all have read how they rob and steal, and those who squeal are usually found dying or dead. They call them cold-hearted killers. They say they are heartless and mean. But I say this with pride, that I once knew Clyde when he was honest and upright and clean. But the law fooled around, kept taking him down and locking him up in a cell, till he said to me, I'll never be free, so I'll meet a few of them in hell. If a policeman is killed in Dallas and they have no clue to guide, if they can't find a fiend, they just wipe their slate clean and hang it on Bonnie and Clyde. If they try to act like citizens and rent them a nice little flat, about the third night, they're invited to fight by a subgun's rat-a-tat-tat. Someday, they'll go down together. They'll bury them side by side. To few, it'll be grief. To the law, a relief. But it's death for Bonnie and Clyde.
Man. Al Thursday here with y'all, and a mess of wild soundtrack nuggets for your listening and dancing pleasure. Mal Goes to the Movies 5 on the Mal Thursday Show. In the background, that's Flattin' Scruggs with Foggy Mountain Breakdown from 1967's Bonnie and Clyde, a highly influential movie which inspired many imitators, including 1969's Killers 3, with Dick Clark, Robert Walker Jr., and Diane Varsi, co-starring Merle Haggard as the brave sheriff who, spoiler alert, gets shot in the face. Merle also composed the title tune, in which he gives away the entire plot of the movie. Robert Mitchum had a big hit with the theme to 1958's Thunder Road, and we started things off with Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps' Baby Blue, featured in Hot Rod Gang, also from 58.
Candy-colored clown.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, "Go to sleep, everything is all right." I close my eyes, then I drift away
thank you.
beginner. He's trotting to the court, daddy, you can't say no more. He's the world's greatest sinner. If you've never a sinned before, then you know what I mean. If you see him walking around the floor, he's the meanest creature you ever seen. He's the world's greatest sinner. I said the world's greatest sinner. As a sinner, he's a winner. Honey, he's no beginner. The core, baby, you can't say no more. He's the world's greatest sinner. You ever seen? He's the world's greatest sinner. He's the world's greatest sinner. As a sinner, he's a winner. I mean, he's no beginner. He's rotten to the core, baby, you can't say no more. He's the world's greatest sinner. Yeah, world's greatest sinner. I mean, he is terrible. Too much.
They call her Shanty Tramp. Who is she? Where did she come from? How did she get the name of Shanty Tramp? Meet her friends, booted, buckled, and revved for action. Burning the highways with terror, always one step ahead of the fuzz, are the friends of Shanty Tramp. This unusual and abnormal motion picture makes those Swedish movies look like a Sunday school show. From the swamp-infested backwoods of Georgia comes the story of a lust-loving tramp. Born broke, she found a way to make money. She loved them all. That's Shanty Tramp. Teenagers will not be permitted to see Shanty Tramp without the written permission of their parents. Special uniform police will supervise admission.
I'm gonna love, love you, baby, on the earth and moon and stars. I'm gonna love, love you, honey, and no matter who you are. I'm gonna love, love you, honey, now if you're near or far. I'm gonna love, love you, baby, on the earth and moon and stars. Shanty Tramp, I'm as sweet as honey. I give my love, and all I get is money. Shanty Tramp, I'm as sweet as honey. Shanty Tramp, to you it may seem funny. I give my love, and all I get is money. I'm gonna love, love you, baby, and no matter who you are. I'm gonna love, love you, baby, now if you're near or far. I'm gonna love you, baby, on the earth, the moon, the stars. Shanty Tramp, I'm as sweet as honey. Shanty Tramp, you it may seem funny. I give my love, and all I get is money.
No, you're not dreaming. It's Ivantor's fabulous adventures in a new world of laughter and thrill. I'll bet you're saying, what kind of a movie is this? Well, it's a very human story about a boy who loves animals too much. You've heard about the picture that has everything. Well, folks, here it is. There's passion and violence, temptation and frustration. There's espionage and sabotage. There's rock and roll and live radio. And there's that crazy zebra getting his kicks as an entire town turns upside down in a wild frolic of hilarity and excitement.
There's a zebra in the kitchen. There's a tiger on the roof. There are baby bears eating ice cream. I'm not kidding, it's the truth. Yes, sir, believe you me, that's a chimpanzee you see looking at the TV. There's a camel in the garden. There's an ostrich on the walk. There's a mountain lion in a phone book. And I'll bet you he can talk. What's more, I do declare that's a bike you see in there, ridden by a bear. Don't like being locked in a zoo. They want to live like people overdue. There are monkeys, lots of monkeys, in a corner toy store. There's an elephant moving water from the bathtub to the floor. Don't chase them all away. All they want to do is play on their holiday. In a corner toy store, there's an elephant moving water from the bathtub to the floor. Don't chase them all away. All they wanna do is play on their holiday.
Hi, this is Larry Chamblin of the Sandales from Los Angeles, and you are tuned in to the Mal Thursday Show.
Well, I got a gal named Bonnie Maroney. Yeah, she's as skinny as a stick of macaroni. I'll see you rock and roll with the blue jeans on. My baby walks by. She's something to see. She really catches the eye. I love her. Oh, oh, she loves me. Oh, I happy how we can be. Make love underneath the apple tree. Yeah.
Oh!
Get loving. Get laughing. Get happy.
And get yourself a college girl, a well-read book of knowledge girl. She's a woman of the world. She's fun and fancy free.
It's a ball. It's a blast. With a cast that's the last. The Dave Clark Five, The Animals, Stan Getz and Astra Gilberto, The Jimmy Smith Trio. Freddie Bell, Roberta Lynn, and the Bell Boys.
Love, 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 love.
Marianne Mobley. Chad Everett, Joan O'Brien. Nancy Sinatra, Chris Snowell. Get loving. Get laughing. Get happy. Get yourself a college girl.
AKA Mop Top Mike, author of Teen Beat Mayhem, and you're listening to The Mal Thursday Show.
Thinking of
see them arriving, the greatest stars you'll ever see. Some are flying and some are driving from Liverpool to Tennessee. Chuck Berry's checking in from St. Louis. He's gonna see Maybelline in Memphis too. The representative from New York City is Leslie Gore. Now she sure looks pretty. Here they come.
From all over the world.
Here they come.
From all over the world.
You know the guitar's proven, so keep it moving. And come on, come on, come on. Just hear everybody singing the biggest sound you've ever heard. A clapping and a stomping while the guitar's screaming. You better go spread the word. Don't forget the Motor City sounds of the day. The Baby Loving Supremes and Marvin Gaye. The King of the Blues, soulful James Brown. The Beach Boys singing now. I get around, you'll get around.
Woo!
I get around, here they come. Here they come. You know the guitar's grooving, so keep it on moving. And come on, come on, come on.
They're coming from all over the world.
Those bad looking guys with the moppy long hair, the Rolling Stones from Liverpool have gotta be there. Jerry and the Pacemakers, Billy J too, they're all gonna be there to sing for you. Here they come.
From all over the world.
Here they come.
From all over the world.
You know the guitar's grooving, so keep it all moving. And come on, come on, come on.
From all over the world.
And now all the way from their caves in Old Cape Cod, the Barbarians!
Because they're young, because they're eager to live all life's fun at once. Because they're young.
starring Dick Clark in his first dramatic challenge. Co-starring Michael Callan, one of Hollywood's bright new young stars. Tuesday Weld, Victoria Shaw, with Warren Berlinger, to whom you warmed in blue denim. Roberta Shore, the lovely girl from The Shaggy Dog. And guest stars James Darren and Duane Eddy and the Rebels.
Mal Thursday behind the microphone on the Mal Thursday show. Mal goes to the movies 3 with Jan and Dean doing Here They Come from Around the World, the theme to the Tammy show. Now, the lyrics get a couple of things wrong about the show's headliners. One, that James Brown was the king of the blues, when in fact he was the godfather of soul. And two, the Rolling Stones were from London, not Liverpool. Dumbasses. Started that set with an early Frank Zappa production, The World's Greatest Sinner, a film for which he composed the score. That song later covered by the A-Bones, as was Betty Dixon's theme song to Shanty Tramp. The Standells appeared in several films in the 60s, most notably Riot on Sunset Strip. But we heard two from a couple of their lesser-known films, Zebra in the Kitchen and Get Yourself a College Girl, the latter of which also featured the Animals' Blue Blue Feeling and the Dave Clark Five's Thinking of You, Baby. In the background, that's Duane Eddy with the theme to Because They're Young. And up next, music from Village of the Giants, The Wild Angels, Wild Rebels, and more on the Mal Thursday Show.
Meet a very private eye who scrutinizes every angle of his cases from top to bottom. His name is Tony Rome.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be my next case.
Frank Sinatra is Tony Rome.
Ring-a-ding-ding-ding.
Your daughters in. It's too late to talk to them, 'cause Tony Rome is out and about. And Tony Rome will get them if you don't watch out. Tony Rome will get them if you don't watch out. Pussy cats that run astray, he will bring them back. Don't watch out. Love is for those who have the time to. Rome is for those who are inclined to. Ladies' hearts or diamond rings are not very special things when Tony Rome is out and about. You don't watch out. Tony Rome will take them if you don't watch out. Tony Rome will take
Marriott on Sunset Strip. Stars Aldo Ray, Mimsy Farmer, Michael Evans, Larry Mock, Tim Rooney in The Happening that blazed headlines across the nation.
Well, I tried everything.
Teenagers, wild, beat, protesting, with no direction, no goal, fighting only for the right to be heard.
To get along with you, I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do.
Do you know what acid can do to an inexperienced young girl? The most shocking film of our generation.
That we meet, and I give a flower to the big fat cop. He takes his club and he beats me up. I give a flower to the garbage man. He stuffs my girl in the garbage can, and I give it to the landlord when the rent comes round. He throws it in the toilet and he flushes it down. It goes into the sewer with the yuck running through her, and it runs into the river that we drink. Anywhere you stink, man, it's later than you think. Girl, you got just one more chance. Come on, baby, while I dance.
talking about love power, the power of little flowers. You don't think about no little flowers. Oh no, all you think about is guns. If everybody in the world today had a flower instead of a gun, there would be no wars. There would be one big smell in. That's our Hitler!
Do people have a tendency to dump on you? Does your group have more cavities than theirs? Do all the hippies seem to get the jump on you? Do you sleep alone when others sleep in pairs? Well, there's no need to complain. We'll eliminate your pain. We can neutralize your brain. You feel just fine. I'll be bright green pleasure machine. Do figures of authority just shoot you down? Is life within the business world a drag? Did your boss just mention that you'd better shop around to find yourself a more productive bag? Are you worried and distressed? Can't seem to get no rest. Put our product to the test. You feel just fine. Bio-blue, bright green pleasure machine.
This is Wild West. And this is the West that's even wilder. This is the way, way, way out West. Where all the action is. Where when you've got it made,
don't make waves. Don't make waves. Don't make waves.
Jump in. Drop in. Take the plunge. Make out. Stay loose. Turn on. Be in. Tony Curtis. Claudia Cardinale. Sharon Tate. Robert Weber. Joanna Barnes. Mort Saul. David Draper, Mr. Universe. All have it made in
Don't Make Waves. Don't Make Waves. Don't Make Waves.
Make love.
If you're looking to get a good thing going for yourself, a house and pool, a new Rolls Royce, and some degree of wealth, don't make waves, don't make waves, don't make waves. Take a ride out west to find the freedom that you crave. Kick that 9-to-5, don't let them make you a slave. Don't make waves, don't make waves, don't make waves. And when the toys that you dreamed of have finally come, they all will break and you're back where you started from. Now the boo is calling you, her days are nice and warm. You can find excitement in any size, shape or form. Don't make waves, don't make waves, don't make waves. Don't make waves, don't make waves, don't make waves. Don't make waves, don't make waves, don't make waves. Don't make waves, don't make waves, don't make waves.
Great, let's double it. Masterpiece.
Gosh, isn't the half of it?
Strip down.
Slip out of your things.
Lie down.
Well, all right.
We're going in all the way.
this man wet his pants.
I don't care about that.
What?
I need you now.
And well, he give himself.
Yes, now.
Good grief, it's...
Candy.
Candy.
Is Candy faithful?
Only to the book.
Love for anyone who needs her. Innocence is all that feeds her. Rolling through the mist, floating in a sea of madness, reaching for the heights of gladness. Or did she exist? Swirling ions from the stars, streaming down onto the earth. From a galaxy like ours, manifested in her birth, child of the universe, giving freely of herself. Purity of truth rehearsed, leaving man her cosmic well. Love for anyone who needs her. Innocence is all that feeds her. Rolling through the mist, floating in a sea of madness, reaching for the heights of gladness. Or did she exist? Vision of an untouched grace, walking gaily through the sun. No one else could take her place, nor the work that she'd begun. Love for anyone who needs her. Innocence is all that feeds her. Rolling through the mist, knowing what is understanding. Patience that is undemanding. Or did she exist?
This is Steve Boone with the Love and Spoonful, and you're listening to the fabulous Male Thursday Show.
What she's got, I'm hoping that my judgment's true. Hey girl, beautiful girl, can I look at your insides? Girl, wrapped up in fur, I'm just mad for your outside. That's what my inside says. If only I could walk up and tell her. So far from me to her, and the ground is so unfamiliar. Well, I wish that I knew, 'cause I'd be in a stew if my little speech sounded like a phony line. I know that it's doubtful, 'cause she's heard a mouthful of come on up and see me sometime. Hey girl, beautiful girl, can I look at your
hoping that my judgment's true.
Hey girl, beautiful girl, can I look at your insides? Girl, wrapped up in fur, I'm just mad for your outside. Girl, beautiful girl, can I look at your inside?
Here comes the hilarious successor to The Trouble with Angels. Rosalind Russell is in Double Trouble with Stella Stevens, Binnie Barnes, Susan St. James, Mary Wicks, Dolores Sutton, Barbara Hunter, and the in-group, Milton Berle, Arthur Godfrey, Van Johnson, Robert Taylor, and those devilish angels.
I know each time she smiles at you, you think you found an angel's face, but don't give in, my friend. Where angels go, trouble follows. And when she's in your arms, you feel so heavenly that you can't see the danger there. Take care. Where angels go, trouble follows.
Great Guru, I understand that Peter Sellers studied under you for his role in I Love You, Alice B. Toklas.
Yeah, I was his teacher.
What, may I inquire, did you teach him?
I ain't no squealer.
While the Great Guru is meditating, make up your mind to see Peter Sellers in I Love You, Alice B. Toklas, in Technicolor from Warner Brothers 7 Arts.
Hey, you know something? That's a great idea.
Now showing citywide.
I love you, Alice B. Toklas, and so does Gertrude Stein. I love you, Alice B. Toklas. I'm gonna change your name to and lions, grinning lions, candy witches, eating lychee leaves, spinning rainbowing light. Green woolly golden gardens, marvin gardens, coriander, baby elephants singing silent night. Sweet cinnamon and nutmeg, shake a bar, Teotihuacana road. Clean cannabis sativa, sweet sativa, chocolate mountain snow. Ooh.
Alice be topless. And so does Gertrude Stein. I love you, Alice be topless. I'm gonna change your name to mine. I love you, Alice be topless. And so does Gertrude Stein. I love you, Alice be topless.
Mal Thursday, wrapping up this all cinematic episode of the Mal Thursday Show with candy-colored sunshine pop from Harper's Bazaar, doing the theme to the Peter Sellers counterculture comedy I Love You, Alice B. Toklas, co-starring the lovely Lee Taylor Young as Peter's age-inappropriate hippie love interest, voice and heart worn where angels go, trouble follows. The Lovin' Spoonful, Barbara's theme, which plays over the opening credits of Francis Ford Coppola's You're a Big Boy Now. We heard two from the Byrds, Dick Shawn as Lorenzo St. Dubois, a.k.a. LSD, in 1968's The Producers, and from 67, Simon and Garfunkel, Bright Green Pleasure Machine from The Graduate, The Standells' Riot on Sunset Strip, and Nancy Sinatra singing the theme to her dad's private eye flick, Tony Rome. The Mal Thursday Show is produced by J.M. Dobies and Mal Thursday for worldwide airwaves. If you make the scene on social media, then why not follow me on Twitter, at Mal Thursday, on Facebook, on various pages, and now on Instagram. I'll leave you with one more from 1966. The Sandals, theme from The Endless Summer, on the Mal Thursday Show.